views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn sexy people. I'm home. There's no place like home. Oh my gosh, I got home late last night. I was so happy to see my guy, see my doggy. Boy, she just can't get enough love, and neither can I. Love, love, love. All you need is love. And there's nothing better than a boyfriend who's missed you and a home who's missed you and an unconditionally loving little pet to help you experience all of that love. And so here we are together again. So we can come together and experience love in this beautiful community. So as you can hear, I've still got a little bit of this creeping crud. And as all things, if you don't go into reaction and you keep looking for what you're supposed to get, there's always enormous ponies in the poop. So I have an agenda because I really want to understand when it's a true fact that I never get sick, and I stated that I never get sick, and then I got sick. So, you know, several people lovingly love to point that out to me on the set. And yeah, I kind of went into reaction about the fact that as soon as I said it, I created the opposite. So that interested me instead of going, well, the work doesn't work and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, back into the old way of thinking. I said, no, I'm just going to keep asking and claiming that I have the highest information, that I understand what's all this is about, that I know that if we are the creators of our own energy and the directors of our own energy, that means money, that means health, that means relationships, that means every single solitary subject in our lives. So hold on to your hats, because this is the latest understanding of why I got sick. And you know, I use me a lot to teach you the principles, because if I don't stay awake to my own journey, which is your journey, which is everybody's journey, then I don't expand my journey, which is what I am inviting you all to do also. So as soon as I arrived, let me start back. So there's a lot of things that I've been working on to bring myself more into harmony with having a wonderful experience on a set. Letting go of a lot of my own judgments about myself and other people and productions and the business in general. So that's been an ongoing thing since my series, that I have been looking within to see where I'm not in harmony with creating the very things I want. So part of that was I wanted to have a wonderful time. I wanted to feel loved and appreciated on the set, which means subconsciously, I want to feel like one of the gang. So bear with me and follow this now. So from the first time we went out to dinner on the first day, there was a lot of talk about, a lot of people knew I was a healer and worked in the healing industries as much as the acting industries. A lot of it was about, I have these oils, or I have this instrument, or I brought all of these things in case we get sick. So basically, there was a lot of focus on sickness. And there was a lot of focus on sickness from the perspective of living healthy. Now, I know you guys know what I'm talking about, because there are a lot of people in our spiritual industry that focus on how not to get sick. So even though I stated I never get sick, which is true, I can't tell you the last time I've been sick. Even though I stated that, the desire to want to be one of the group and have a beautiful working relationship and a beautiful time was the dominating subconscious guidance going on within me. So I walk into a group who's very focused on sickness. And so if I'm going to be a part of the group, then what do I need to bring into my consciousness? Sickness. See, and I was not aware. I was only aware of the words that I was saying, because, I mean, I was aware of what I was working on, but I had not put together that realization, right, that I was giving up what I know, giving up my self-creation in order to be feeling accepted and part of the group. So I want you to stop right now and ask where you might be doing that in your life, especially like with your family. And if you look at it on a nationwide and a worldwide thing, it's going on everywhere. Where are we not speaking our truth to ourselves, right? Because we don't want to be condemned by the group, or we want to be accepted by the group. So what that did was I left my knowing that I am God and therefore the creator of my own health. And I started focusing, without being conscious of it, I started being focused on the sickness and not getting sick. Now, you know, as soon as you focus on what you don't want, that's the very thing you create. Instead of reaching for the super conscious thought, I am the creation of wellness in every cell and every moment of my life. So I succumbed to the lower social thought, which closed my heart, right? So we close our heart, we leave our knowing, and then that lower consciousness stuff that we have sent out for so long over our lifetimes again gets magnetized from the ionosphere and comes back to going, okay, if you want this reality, here is your reality. I want you to look at all aspects of this in your life. What super conscious thought do you want? Do you want to reach up and own and make your own? Instead of the lower conscious thought of, I have to think this lower conscious thought in order to be accepted and part of the love and the people and the experience that I want to create. Right? Okay. They want you to know unconditionally that self-responsibility is possible. It is absolutely possible for you to take responsibility for your own creation. But you've got to know that. You've got to claim that. I am the possibility that accepts my own creation through the direction of my energy. And so it is. Okay. I hope next Saturday, guys, next Saturday, I'm going to be live all day with John Burgos and Sarah Landon. We're going to be at Hotel Indigo in LA. You can join us live or you can join us live stream. Sign up. There's a sign up on iamdwallace.com. Gosh, I hope you join us. It's going to be a really powerful day. And I know a lot of you are flying in. I'm thrilled. Driving in. Yes, I'll have the pendulums. Yes, I'll have the books. Everything you've written me about. Yes, I'll have them. But most of all, I'll have me and I'll have the information. And there's nothing I like doing better than being there live with people who are hungry, who are reaching up for the super conscious thoughts that I want. So I go on live at around 10:45 to 11. We do a opening and a Q&A early in the morning from, I think, 9 to 10:30. Then we have a break after me, and then there's a whole Q&A panel from 2:30 to 4:30 where you can interact and ask your questions and get clarity. Clarity is the highest word for next Saturday, clarity. And yes, we will be doing an amazing webinar this month. I will be sending out the date and an email about it because I booked another movie. So I have to see what those dates are, and then we're going to do it. But Dr. Shannon Wilson is going to be back with us and going to make a special hypnosis tape for us, which is one of her specialties. I'm pretty excited about what we've created here. So you'll be hearing about that too. And now, good. I get to go to the calls. All right. Have your questions ready, please. And we're going to go to Tanya in Canada. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm so happy to be home and so happy to be here with you all.
That's awesome. Glad you're home and comfortable. It's my first time calling. I've never called.
Tanya, welcome.
I was listening to your show, and I was wanting to get some more clarity about a health issue. I had some concerns, so I have been using the No Doubt, I Know, I Am Health, and also talking to my body, and it seemed it was a lot about self-love. and nurturing myself in ways that maybe I had never done before. So I was wondering if the channel was getting anything around that.
Yes, and basically this is for everyone. I love myself enough to know that I create myself in the state of wellness.
I love myself enough to know
that I create myself in the state of wellness. Because a lot of us, and see if you resonate with this, Tanya.
Okay.
They went to everybody and then they went to you specifically. A lot of us defined love by the attention we got when we were not well. Now, well can mean mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, or dimensionally. Or we watch someone else model that for us. So how does your mom figure into any of this?
Well, she's, you know, I think she's kind of a fear-based sort of, you know, like the old European, but she's, you know, and I guess she's in pretty good health. She has arthritis and she does have some health issues and stuff. But everybody was pretty much well when I was growing up. I mean, I think nobody wanted to ever get unwell. And I remember my sister saying that I guess my dad used to freak out if anybody didn't, or was like hurt themselves, but I never really
stop there. Cause those are the words that are the key in to what you're looking for. Beautiful. See, because if we really listen to what we say, we often tell ourselves exactly where we need to go. So your dad freaked out if anybody distributed in any way non-wellness. That's kind of what you said.
Yeah, but I don't remember that as a child at all. My sister told me
do.
That was her.
Tanya, you
really?
Do. Maybe you don't remember as an adult that you remember, but
okay.
Your little girl remembers everything from the moment of conception on. She is aware of that energy. And guys, our little people are aware of all of our past life stuff too when they come in, when we come in. Okay, so this is the hook you're looking for, Tanya. And it goes right into what I was talking about at the beginning of the show.
So I'm allowing that projection of his energy, like I've adopted that belief in unconsciously.
If you are, and again, this is your little girl. Oh, I can't get sick because everybody freaks out. Let's just say for the sake of argument, it's as simple as that because they're saying it is. Okay, so I can't get sick because everybody freaks out. So what does that make your brain focus on subconsciously? Wellness or sickness?
Don't get sick, don't get sick, don't get sick.
Exactly. Which tells you focus on sickness.
Okay.
That's why, you know, we have you can spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars buying trinkets and water cleansers and all kinds of stuff to keep you well. Where is your focus, guys? So all of those things are instruments of energy that you can use in order to help you direct energy toward wellness, and they also keep your focus on, oh my gosh, I don't want to get sick. Now, I'm telling you, all of you, I'm going to stay on this until we have absolutely every single solitary bit of information and know how to implement this. Because between money and health, if we know absolutely we are the creators of that in our own lives, you've got to know you're the creator of everything. So, Tanya, are you clear, baby, around what we...
Yeah, I feel like just focusing on I am health. And knowing that that was an issue in the past and that that's not my story.
Don't even have to go there. See,
okay.
You don't want to go to the past. The past is the past.
Okay.
Right
okay.
In this moment, what does wellness feel like to you? What does it feel like? Yeah.
Joyful.
Yeah.
Freedom.
You bet.
Movement.
Tons of energy for me, you know? And I love having tons of energy. And that's kind of a key in for you too, Tanya, the energy stuff. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I was thinking it like because I was wondering if you're going to pull a block up for me related to self-love or something, maybe related to my family or something like that. But
well, we did.
We did. Being well.
Right. The block was I'm focusing on sickness to stay well, or the fear of don't get sick because people freak out. And so therefore, I freak out if I get sick. But
right.
None of that, you see, can feel just from those words, baby, how there is not as much energy as I'm just gloriously, fabulously, energetically, joyfully free and well.
Right.
All
right.
The time.
Okay.
You know?
Thanks. Yeah.
So it's just a tweak of your focus. And
okay.
Really, guys, all creation is a tweak of your focus.
Okay.
Awesome,
thanks.
Huh?
Thank you, love.
You bet. Thanks for calling in and welcome. So let's all just take a minute. We're going to balance all that, invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth around everything we've just talked about. Invoke the violet flame and the golden light, and we're just fabulous, glorious wellness. Woohoo! All righty, we're going to Janice in Utah. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hello.
It's Janice. Hi, honey.
I love and appreciate you.
Thank you. Right back at you, baby cakes.
So, a few weeks ago, someone came online and triggered this. And when my son, Opie, he's got some anger issues. And I think this is part of it. When he was young, I, of course, told him always that he could do anything and be anything. And he was quite creative. He used to do amazing. One was we made these capes, and they would run around the house, Superman. And then we made some wings out of cardboard, and he would climb on the couch and jump off. And eventually, Grandpa was working on the roof of the house, and he ran outside and was going to climb on the roof of the house and jump off the house. And I told him, you can't do that. You can't do that. And he looked me, you know, right in my soul and said, you said I could do anything. And there's a few, making him go to school when he did not belong in school and I didn't know how to deal with that at the time, and making him go to school and him telling me, you know, poopy mom, because I made him go.
Okay, Janice. So basically, and boy, they're showing me my mom and what she told me when I said I was going to go to New York to be an actress. You can do anything, but be careful, was the message he got, was the message we all got. You can do anything, but be careful. Okay, so I want to get to, we're going to a core belief. Okay, I want to get to the highest thing that this is about for all of us. Okay, well, again, it's I can never be God. I can never be the God of me. Because God is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. So we can be everything. And yet the message is the only way we can really ever be God is if we're always trying to be careful and do it right and not hurt ourselves and not be too self-righteous about it, not be too big. That's bottom line. That's the core of what we're trying to get to here. Sorry, they corrected me, of what we are getting to here, is this limitation of you are all powerful and be careful because you have to fit in. So if you fly off a roof, there is no belief at the present time that you can fly off the roof and be okay. Now, ultimately, that's possible. We know yes. It's possible, but we don't know it's possible for us. We know it's possible in the movies. We know it's possible in the nursery rhymes. But
yes.
the lower consciousness thought does not allow us to reach up and truly pull down and own, I am God, all the way, according to my own creation. And I can define that God however I want and choose to define that God. That's up to me. I can define myself as a limited God. I can define myself as a God that can fly off the roof and actually do it. Now, some of you are rolling your eyes. They're showing me people rolling their eyes. That's a new one. Never got that one before. So there's something else. Hold on. Sheets, books. Give me a movie, please. Any movie.
Yellow Brick Road came into my, that was my first thought.
Okay. So they had to follow the Yellow Brick Road to get to Oz, right? And they had
yes.
to get to Oz to find out you had the power all along, Dorothy. So
yes.
We have to follow our own knowing. And what is that knowing? It's whatever you choose you want it to be. But you've got to follow it. Otherwise, you don't get to Oz and you don't get home. E.T. had to follow his own instinct and his knowing and trust in himself so that everything could come together and he could get back home. And home is a metaphor for the power mm-hmm. of the God we are.
Yes.
Now, what was your specific question that came up from somebody else calling in?
Well, it's about looking for why is he so angry and what can...
He's in fear. Janice, the anger is from fear, and I heard that before we went into any of this.
Yes.
Anger, again, guys, anger is a secondary emotion. Fear
yes.
or grief. Fear or grief. And it's
yes.
more... It's why you're seeing this moment is that he knew. You see, he knew he could do it all. And then he didn't. In that moment, which is a real moment for every parent because we have to protect our children. In that moment, he lost his knowing. Like I lost
yeah.
my knowing that first night around the dinner table on the set because everybody was focused on, oh my gosh, we can't get sick, and you can do this, and you can do this, and I've got these jobs, right? And so
right.
I left my knowing without knowing that I left my knowing, which crashed my immune system because I closed my heart down. That's what happened
mm-hmm.
to him. And yes. and that's everybody's journey on this plane, Janice. So you've got to let go of your guilt about it now.
Yes.
Because your guilt is affecting your health. Do you know that?
Yes. And in all of my parenting and things. And so, yes, that's what I need to let go of.
Yeah, because everybody's here to learn this lesson. Everybody. To learn the lesson that we're the creators of our own experience on this plane. We can guide our children like we can guide ourselves. But if you really want to help your son, empower him. Let him know how powerful he is. Give him permission to find that little boy in the cape again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not getting anything higher, and I can assure you this goes for all of us. Where's your cape, guys? Where is your cape of knowing and strength? Where is your superpower of you? You know, that knew unconditionally that Cinderella's slipper was yours and it was going to work and the coach was going to be there and everything was, you know, reach up and pull those amazing thoughts that you want. Do whatever you can to stay focused on that. Okay, baby? That's your
answer. Can you address letting go of the guilt a little bit more? Give me a little more
direction. Do you want guilt?
No, I'm done. No more.
Okay,
so
what else do you need to know?
Okay.
Yeah, see? That's the game we play, Janice. Well, how can I? Well, what words do I... Okay, what's the opposite of guilt for you? What's the opposite positive? If I'm not guilty, I'm... Okay.
Feeling good.
So I'm love, and I feel great, and I'm free, and I'm happy, and my energy is just soaring. Can you feel into that? That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So don't lose your cape by holding on to the guilt that's not serving you anymore. Because it's keeping you from flying, baby. And it's not helping him at all. It's just feeding into the game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Again, go watch Bob Newhart, Stop It. Gail in Dallas, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Thank you.
Hi, darling.
So I've been doing work around health and financial abundance, and I just want to get clarity with the channel that do I need to do anything else?
Yeah, there's one thing that needs to be brought into alignment. Hold on. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
I can't think of anything.
Well, get out of your own way. What?
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Okay. Again, there's a little part of you. See, we've got a theme going here. That doesn't own that you're the creation of you. So do you want to accept that today?
That I'm the creation of me? Yes.
Okay, 100%.
Yes.
What was the I? See, there was a little bit of hesitation, Gail, and that's what I want to get to. What's the hesitation?
So I think the hesitation is I had a medical evaluation, and it came back with a whole bunch of stuff, and then there. So I'm going to, am I doing enough to correct that?
Okay, see, that's exactly what I talked about in the first of the show.
Yes. Exactly.
So your focus is on the illness, not on the creation of wellness. What do I have to do to make all these things okay? That's what you're saying to me, right?
Yes.
Now, I would never tell any of you not to seek medical help and guidance and follow the protocols they're suggesting for you. What I am saying to you is that you're not going to get half the results if you don't do your own work and help your body direct your cells to focus only on wellness and joy and freedom. Because otherwise, you know, like our other caller, we're trying not to get sick because we're freaked out about getting sick, which holds a lot of our attention on getting sick. So yes, it's a fine line to walk when you're going for chemotherapy treatment. And having to deal with what appears to be the reality of cancer and vigilantly holding your focus and your feeling on wellness and freedom and the excitement of joyful freedom are the words they're giving me for you. Joyful freedom. They also want to give you a core belief around what these challenges are about. This page here. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So where do you think you don't belong, Gail? Where's here? What does here represent?
Being present in my life right now.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be the powerful creator who can shift things. So guys, are we going to accept finally that we are the powerful creators and we have physical and mental and emotional testimony of that everywhere in our lives, in our bodies, in our money, everywhere in our lives? So decide right now in this moment, I accept that, right? I am that. That's how I define the God of me. So it is.
So okay. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet, Gail. So we brought it into alignment. Now you hold your focus on it. And holding your focus is done joyfully. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Because you want those little cells to feel the freedom and the joy that you're directing them with. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Keisha in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, darling. What's up?
My name is Keisha. I was just wanting you to take a look at a love relationship.
Well, okay, Keisha, do you listen to the show, darling?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know I'm not a psychic. Don't call myself a psychic. I'm a channel. So ask me a specific question, and the channel will answer it for you.
I wanted to know where relationship was headed with me and Brandon.
Okay, well, they're not trying to be smart Alex here, but mm-hmm. It's headed wherever you choose to head it to. But
okay.
There's a lot of compromising things about relationships.
Uh-huh.
And so you're kind of, again, in the theme of this show, going, I don't want this, trying to get what you want, and that's not going to work. So in this relationship with Brandon, what are you saying you don't want?
I actually don't know. I just don't really want nobody telling me what to do. So.
Okay, well, then you do know because you just said it.
Okay.
Okay, and who does that remind you of? What male told a female in your life what to do, and you decided, I don't ever want to have a relationship like that one?
I've seen a lot of that, a lot.
Well, darling, you see it because you're focused on it. Did your daddy do that?
I can't say that he did a lot. My mom did what she wanted to anyway, so I don't really see him being real telling
well,
her.
Well, see, I get a no on that.
Okay.
I get a no on that. That the words they're giving me, this is funny, is he threw his weight around in kind of an intimidating way. And you're going, I don't want that. But if you, even subconsciously, are focused on, I don't want that in a relationship, that's what you're going to keep attracting to you, and that's what you will see in relationships all around you. So, everybody, again, whatever it is that you want to create, sit down and write out exactly what you want. So, Keisha, you want a relationship with a man who's healthy, who honors you, whom you can communicate easily with, where you can work together, where he's financially stable. Okay? And you want to feel the same way and be the same person that you are asking to bring in.
Okay.
And then you can match up. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the channel's guidance to you. Sit down and get clear about what you really want and feel into the joy and the freedom of that. Instead
okay.
of, I don't ever want that kind of relationship. All right, baby?
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, do you hear everybody today? Everybody, come on. All right, let's see. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm kind of going through some financial problems. My money has, well, I was studying for an exam, and I chose to do that versus working. And now my money's kind of low, but I went on a, I met with
okay,
a
so I have to stop you. I have to stop you, Katie,
okay.
because, pardon my French, they're saying BS, that this is a game you keep playing with yourself. I'm going to do this instead of that, instead of I'm going to do everything I have to do to create what I need and want. They don't like the word need, so they canceled that out. Okay, so guys, you know you have to have money to live. So
yes.
If you're not going to go out and make money, expect to be in the place where you know, you're worried about money because you don't have enough money. And you keep creating that cycle for yourself, Katie. So
yeah.
They don't want to let you get away with that anymore, honey. You can study for an exam. Look,
mm-hmm.
I worked my way through college.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 3 10-hour days a week and took 17 hours on the other 2 days, and I commuted. So don't tell me you can't study for a test and work at the same time. I don't buy it. And you shouldn't buy it from yourself either.
Right. I think the school kind of wanted, that's the kind of energy the school put out, like this should be your priority.
Nope, I get a no on that.
Okay.
The school's priority is that you do a great
yes.
job and really commit to the work you're there to commit to. You can do that while you're working. They're just not letting you get off with this, Katie.
Okay, no, I did choose this. I chose to not work while I was in school.
Yes.
But I did look for jobs, but I really didn't get any.
Because you didn't really want to.
Want it. Okay, I got that. I received that.
Okay.
So now.
I want you to hear what she said, because she just gave all of you a great gift. She took the steps and she went out and looked for a job, but she didn't find one because ultimately she didn't really want to work.
Okay.
But now you get to deal with the fallout, the experience in your reality of not having gone to work.
Yeah.
So now you have to say, how can I? What are my options? I borrow money and I pay it back. I go find a great job and take some time off and reestablish my finances. I spend less money, so there's less money going out. You've got to sit down and look at your options and then choose to direct yourself toward the options that are going to solve your problems.
Okay, so right. I went to a temp agency. They told me about two positions. So one of the positions I think I could get probably fast. I probably would have to interview. But it's something, but it's not paying, I guess, what I've been getting paid. But I'm like, I think I should just take it.
Well, then you should.
Have something instead of waiting.
In that one sentence, there were two buts. And as long as there's a but, your butt is not going to get out and do what it should. I'm just saying.
That's so funny.
You have got to lose the but to get your butt in gear, Katie. Okay? Now, come on. You know, you've called in, if I remember correctly, two or three times about this. And the channel keeps telling you, get off your butt and go create what you want. But you keep playing this game that you can't do it all. And then you get yourself into this fix. And it's a pattern in your life.
It is.
And it's a pattern that's been going on since around 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So time to create a new pattern through conscious choice. All right, honey?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You can do this, Katie. Come on.
I could. You're smart.
Let's just say I am doing this. How about that?
Okay, I am doing this.
Thank you. Right now.
I'm doing this right now.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Okay, let's go to Miss Lee in California. Whoops, Emily. Hi. I'm sorry. Miss Emily.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. And then Lee, I'll come to you next. Go ahead.
Okay. So I still have a little bit of this crud, and I would love to know if there's any more discernment from the channel.
It's exactly what they gave me. So I'm
wondering where I'm trying to fit in. Is it fitting in with my family?
Yep.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Family. Family is the highest word. So what connected for you in that moment of realization there? Where are you trying to fit in with your family?
Right.
Oh, I got it.
I'm the one who got sick.
Oh my God, this is the highest most. You don't want to be better than them. You don't want to surpass them. And you know you are. You know you are in the creation process.
Yep.
So if you allowed this sickness in, you see, then we get to go, oh, well, see, I'm not as powerful as I thought I was. I've still got to work on this.
Yeah.
And it's an old pattern of us pulling ourselves back. We don't need to do it anymore, guys. The more empowered we allow ourselves, the more we give permission for other people to be empowered also. It's our right, it's our duty, it's our blessing, right? So They just want you to spend the day, Emily, sending happiness to yourself, to all your cells. Just, okay, cells, every single cell in my body is a happy face. And every single cell in my body is jumping up and down with joy and fun and excitement and energy. Every cell in my brain, every cell in my water of me is excited and filled with energy and wellness and freedom. Okay?
Yeah.
That's where we want to focus on. And they would like you to let us know tomorrow if you can spend the day with happy cells. Let us know tomorrow. Oh my God, they're showing me in my hotel room because I had, when I first started coming down with this, I started working with light and sending the light to all my cells. And the next day, I was a lot better. And then, wow, I forgot all about this. See, the doctor's coming to the set, Dee, we think you should see the doctor. And, you know, and I left the light. I went, oh, okay, the doctor's coming. So I won't work with the light anymore. And I teach this stuff. So come on, guys. We can, will you let me know, Emily? Will you email me tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Because
I will.
Let me tell you, I want feedback. I am tenaciously staying and committed to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding around creating fabulous, incredible, amazing wellness 24/7 now and forever. That's what we're claiming. So any information and guidance that we can be given right now in the creation of that, we're calling it in because we're committed to it. We're the creators of it. We are it. And so it is. All right. Let me know. Will you?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
You bet. All right, Miss Lee. Whoops. Hello. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Woohoo. And thank you so much for the commitment because it is helping me and it has helped me realize that whatever BS I create is my BS, period.
You bet. I'm standing with you in that for me, too.
And the consciousness that I create is also my creation, and it is invigorating.
Well, you know, they're saying, you know, the BS can be beautiful stuff. So we'll just adapt that for our BS. So what's your question,
right,
baby?
On. Oh, my new BS. Okay, well, it actually got answered because it was that little piece of, I think it was Gail who took us into the guild.
Yes.
Maybe. And I just the word I got was innocence. And then I recognize, oh, I see what I've been doing. I've been abusing not only my innocence, but everybody else's.
Wow. Wow. I get a huge yes on that, Lee. Well, and, you know, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, which is love, unconditional love, and creation, be as a little child, and little children know that they are all powerful, they always have their capes on, and they're always ready to fly.
And
right?
Here we are. Yes.
And,
yes.
And here
so
we are.
Thank you for my cape today, because really, I got it. I got it.
I get that you got it. I get a lot of us got it, too. So we are all putting on our super kid capes and
yep.
claiming that I know from the innocence that I am the God of me and the creation of me. And so it
thank
is
you,
beautifully. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Wow. What a great wrap up. We came all the way back to the Cape. I love it. I love you guys. I could spend hours with you, and I will next Saturday. So I hope you'll join me for John Burgess event. It's on my website. If you want to sign up easily, I am dwallace.com. Just scroll down. You'll find it on the homepage. I love you guys so much. And we are doing this right now. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about, baby cakes.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.